Okay, we're on Kuf Yud Ches on the day of the top. Kidesh Achas Michamish Noshin. Person married one of five women. The Ein Yodea Ezer Kiddush. He doesn't know which one. Kol Achas Umeres Osi Kiddush. And everybody, each one of the five says it was me. No sin get l'chol achas l'achas. He has to give each one a get because they're, each one's a suffix, eshes ish. Umeiniach tzuba beinehem, and he puts down the tzuba because he only is really married to one of them, and they fight over the tzuba, misphalic, and he leaves, and they fight over it. He has to pay tzuba to each one, misophic. So he's chayav for sure, one tzuba. So he puts it down, and they can fight over the tzuba. Divrei Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein zu derech motzi mi dei aveira. Right, this is not going to solve the problem completely. He can get the ksuba l'chol achas l'achas. Yes, the get and the ksuba to each one. Gozal echad michamisha ve'en yodea me'ezer gozal. Somebody stole from one or five people. He doesn't know who he stole from. Kol echad omer osi gozal. Everybody says, I'm the one he stole from. Me'niach zeyla be'neam mistalit divrei Tarfon. Tarfon says, it's only chayiv to pay back once. So he puts the money down, let them fight over it. Rabbi Akiva Omer Einzu Derech Motzim Ve'Avera. He says no, he's not going to completely get himself out of the Avera by putting down one. Ad Yishal Mekolecha Ve'Echad, he has to pay each one of them. Could be this is not Meikar Adin, this is like Megidrei HaTshuva. Well, we'll see in a second what Gemara is going to say, because he did something wrong, we counsel him to have to pay each one of them back since he's not sure who he stole from. Rashi. No sin get l'chol achas, im eino chol fitzlika, he has another option. He can marry all five. Unless for some reason they're all sisters or something like that. Okay, Gemara. Kidesh Ktani, Boa Lo Ktani. It says if he was Makadish then, not that he lived with them, but he just made Kedushin. Okay, so he didn't do anything wrong per se yet. Didn't do any Avera by being Makadish then. Okay. But he wasn't Boa. Gezel Ktani, Lokach Lo Ktani. Talking in a case where he stole from one of five people, but not that he bought something from one of five people and or took a something from some from five people the heter and doesn't know who he has to give it back to. So money mashnisin, who's our Mishnah go like? Lo Tanakama v'lo Rav Shimon Elazar. It's not the Tanakama, not Rav Shimon Elazar, the Tanya. Where's this machlokus the Tanakama Rav Shimon Elazar? The Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Lo nechleku Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva al shekiddush achas michamish nashim. The Eina Yodeya is a kiddush. Shemeiniach tzuba b'nei mistalit. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon don't argue on a case where he only was mekadish one of five women and he doesn't know who. There, everybody holds that he just puts down one ksuba and leaves because he didn't do anything wrong. Al man nechleku. Where's the machlokus Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva? Al sheboal, where he was boel all five. Boel one of them and he doesn't know who. Right, he doesn't know who. Rav Tarfon Omer Miniach Ksuba Mim. That's the case. Rav Tarfon says also he put the Ksuba down, let them fight. There he has to pay each one since he was what's it called Boel one of them, right, and degraded her per se, right, so therefore, and we don't know who it was, then Rabbi Akiva holds he has to give each one a Ksuba. And lo nechleku Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva shel lokach mekach michamisha b'nei adam v'inu de mezem lokach. And also they don't argue where he bought something from one of five people. He doesn't know who he bought it from, who he owes the money to. Shemeiniach d'mei mekach b'nei mistalit. He puts down the money between them and they fight over it. Lo nechleku el shegozel michamisha. He did something wrong and he stole from one of five people because he stole. So in order to he should do complete tshuva, we make him pay back each and every one of them. Shom Rabbi Tarfon and Yegzela Beinam. Rabbi Tarfon says there you also put the Gzela between them and let him fight it out, and misphalik, and he runs gets away. Rabbi Akiva Omer at Shisham Gzela Cholecha Ve'echad. Midika Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Bekidesh V'Lokach Lo Pligit. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that by a case of Kidesh or the case of Mekach, they don't argue. Okay, Michlal the Tanakama Sover Pligit. Michlal the Tanakama argues on both cases that both in the case of Kidesh and Boal and the case of Gozal and Lokach, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva argue. So money. So who's our Mishnah? Itanakama lishne kidesh v'lokach. Let it say kidesh v'lokach, not kidesh v'gozal. Even not gozal, even lokach is the machlokus from Tarif and Rabbi Akiva. E Reb Shimon Elazar lishne boal v'gozal. And according to Reb Shimon Elazar, the argument is only where boal or gozal, but not kidesh. So our mission doesn't go like anybody. Kidesh, where it says in our mission, Rabbi Tarif and Rabbi Akiva argue, is not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. He holds only Boal is where they argue. And Gozal is not like, what's it called, not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. He holds, what's it called, Gozal it shouldn't have said Gozal, it should have said Lokach, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But it doesn't go like the Tanakama either, because it says, what's it called, Gozal only, but Lokach not. And he holds it even lokach. Right? If Rishon Belazar listening, boal the gozal, not kidesh the gozal, even boal the gozal. Moshe says, la'olam Rishon Belazar, umay kidesh, kidesh the bia. Kidesh over here doesn't mean he stam gave her money. But he's makadesh, one of them would be her. It's the same thing, since he degraded her, right, one of them, and we don't know who, she has to pay them all. Tana kiddush lohodiacha kocho derebi Akiva. The Alpha gav the isura derabbanan avad konis. Right? What's it called? Reason it said kiddush bia is to tell me that according to Rabbi Akiva, even though he was only over an isur derabbanan, that's also to mekadesh bia. Rav gave malchus for somebody who's mekadesh bia, but it's only an isur derabbanan to mekadesh bia. Still, Rabbi Akiva holds he did something wrong, he's going to have to pay every single one of them exuba. Tana Gozal, and it said the case of Gozal in the Sefer, lo diacha kocha derab tarfen, the afa gab the surah deraisha of lokonis. And it said the case of Gozal, tell me that according to Rav Shimon Elazar, even though he was over this of the raisha, there's no knas, and he only has to pay once, and they fight over it. Okay. We see from here that it's not that Rabbi Akiva holds min adin, he has to pay five exubas, or has to pay back the gezel five times. It's just a knas. You did something wrong, so you're going to suffer. You're not going to get out of this completely until you pay every single one of them to get out of the suffering. Rashi. Kidesh k'toni, the ikal ha-meimer, ha-sam hu de-komer ab-tarfen, de-meinich ha-beinehem, de-lo osam maisi. He didn't do anything wrong. Avo boal lo k'toni, de-lifle ab-tarfen. It doesn't say boal, mashmah the... If it would be Baal, even Reb Tarfon would agree that he has to give each one a ksuba. The kivan to osa b'maisa, the gina osa, the kedushay bia, tzorech lahotzi atzmo midei aveira v'liteng l'kula. Since he did something, and he degraded her, one of them, through kedushay bia, and he doesn't know who it is, so he has to give all of them a ksuba to make up for it. Gazal k'tani, the hoil v'isura of it, konis l'Rabbi Akiva. But from the Sefer's mashma, just the opposite. The only time that Rabbi Akiva says he has to pay all of them is if he did something wrong. But from the Sefer's mashma, Rabbi Akiva agrees that you don't have to pay all of them as long as you didn't do something wrong. And from there we can learn the Tanakama argues the Omer b'kidesh v'lokach pligei. That both in the case of Kidesh and Lokach, he argues, even if you didn't anything wrong. The Lekha Isr Kulehai. The Baal, the Gozal, Afi Reb Tarfon Moda. But in the case where you did something wrong, even Reb Tarfon is Moda, you have to pay all of them. So our mission doesn't go like either of them. Where it says no, it does. When it says Kidesh, it doesn't mean he was Mekadesh with Keset. Kidesh Bebiya. Degina also, he degraded her. Yeah. Ilohachi Potter Reb Tarfon. So Reb Tarfon says you're Potter. Don't say, let it just say the case of Gezel, and I won't need the case of Kiddush, because you need both of them. Why? Tana Kiddush bebiya lahodiyacha kocha derab Akiva, the Yisura derabbanan huka avid, derab man ginaman demakadish bebiya. The ain kan Yisura deraisa, filo hachikonis, to tell me Rabbi Akiva gives a knas even by Yisura derabbanan, and the case of Gezel, that Reb Tarfon doesn't give a knas even by Yisura deraisa. Okay, mission. Isha Shaholcha hi ubal alamdina sayom ubena imahem. Right? The family went on a chutzlaritz excursion, the woman, her husband, and their son. Ubas the omras, meis bali. She came home and she said, tragedy happened. my husband died while we were in Chutz Laretz, the Acher Kach Meis B'ni, and then my son died, so I'm not Chayiv in Nibum, because when my husband died, I had a child. Nemenis, she's believed, because when she left, she had the same din. When she left, they were a happy family, and if the husband would have died then, she wasn't Chayiv in Yibum. She was Becheskas, she had a child, she wasn't Becheskas Yibum. So she's coming back, and all she's doing is strengthening the Chazaka that she left with. So she's not Chayiv in Yibum. Meis b'ni, the Acher Kach Meis ba, li einen emenis, the choshishin l'dvoreho, the choletzes v'lo misyavenis. If she says, my child died, and then my husband died, and now she's Chayiv in Yibum, so she's not believed where the brother can be miyavim her, because maybe she's lying, right? Maybe it happened the other way around. But we're choshesh, so she needs chalitza. She can't get married without chalitza, but she can't have yibum either. Nitain li ben b'medina sayam, right? The amra, if she went away with her husband, there was no child. She comes back and she says, while we were there, I had a child. But he's dead. The Umra meis b'ni v'yachav meis b'ali, but my child died before my husband died, so I'm chayiv in yibum, so she's strengthening the chazaka. When she left, she was also chayiv in yibum for her husband would have died, because she didn't have children. Now she tells us she has children, but he died, so it's really irrelevant, the fact that she had a child. So apesha asu, apesha hitu. Right? We didn't know she had a child without her, and she tells us the kid died first, so we believe it. Nemenis. Meis b'ali v'yachav meis b'ni, ain't an emenis. In the opposite case, she's not believed. She says, my husband died, and then my son died, I mean, I'm not chayiv in yibum, then she's not believed. The choshin l'dvoreha, and we're choshish l'dvoreha, the choletzah slobish, she can't have yibum, but she needs chalitza. Nitin liyovim b'dinas hayom, if she said, I went away with my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and when I left, my husband didn't have any brothers, but now a brother was born in Chutz Laretz, so now there's a yavam. So then, Amra meis b'ali v'yakrav meis yivami. If she says my husband died, and then my brother-in-law died, okay, yivami v'yakrav b'ali, or she said my brother-in-law died and then my husband died, nemenis, and she's believed. We'll see what she's believed for, who she's believed for, but she's believed. Okay, makes no difference. Right, who died first? Okay, they're both dead, so there's no yibum. Hol chahi ubala v'yavama l'midas hayam. Right, she and her husband and her her sister-in-law went to midas hayam. Omra meis bali the acher kach yavam. You know, her brother-in-law. Right, her and her perspective yavam. It was her husband's brother. She, her husband, and her brother-in-law went to Medina Sayyam. She came back and she said, my husband died, and after that, my Yavam died. My brother-in-law died. Yavami Vakar Bali, or my brother-in-law died, and then my husband died. Ain't a nemenis. Why? She ain't a isha nemenis. Lomar meis yavami shetinose, right? She's not believed to say that the brother-in-law is dead. Maybe he's still alive, and she can't get married. She's not believed to say, we believe her to say her husband's dead. She can't. We don't believe her to say the Yavam's dead. So if your husband's dead and your Yavam's not dead, you're Chayiv in Yibum. So you can't get married. So we believe your husband's dead, but we don't believe you that the Yavam died before your husband, and we don't even believe you the Yavam's dead. So she's also not believed to say that her sister died, that she should be able to marry the husband of her sister, right? The Rabbanon didn't give her koach to be made that her sister died. They gave her koach to be made that her husband died. That's it. Not her brother-in-law, not her sister. And a guy's not believed to say, my brother died, so he can marry his wife. That's evil. We don't. The Torah never gave koach. The Rabbanan never gave koach to a person to speak about his brother's death. And not to say what's it called that his wife died, in order she'd marry her sister. Right? They didn't give the koach to a husband to say that his wife died. They only gave a koach to a wife to say that her husband died. Rashi, meis bali v'yachrav meis b'ni, v'hareini muteres l'shuk. And therefore, since my husband died, before my son, when he died, he had a child, and therefore I'm not chayiv in yibum, and I can marry anybody I want. She's believed. Shari becheskes l'shuk heter l'shuk yotza v'apesha osur l'pesha. When she left, she had a husband and a son, so the chazaka was that she wouldn't be chayiv in yibum. So she's just strengthening that. Einan emenes l'siyabim lo. But if she said the opposite, she's not believed to be misyabim. The choshen l'dvoreha the afka nafsha michazaka below mishtariya below chalitza. On the other hand, we are choshish that maybe it's true, so she can't get married without chalitza, but she can't have evil. The shavisha l'nafsha chaticha disura mi'alma, because she, according to her, she can't get married. She's a yivama. So we don't believe her to let her have yibum, but in order for her to get married, she has to have chalitza. When she left, she didn't have any children. So if her husband would die, she was chayiv and yibum. Now she tells us she had a son, right? And that, what's it called, that he died after the husband. So now she's taking herself away from yibum. We don't believe her. Nitin liyavim, or that she left and she didn't have a brother-in-law. And then she said, well, the brother-in-law was born in Chutz Laretz. Shahalcha chamosi medina sayam, because the mother-in-law and father-in-law also went away with them, and they had a child, she claims, while they were in Chutz Laretz. Dehi halcha b'chesu she'im liyavim. When she left, the chazaka was that she doesn't have a yavim. So there would be no yibum, because there's nobody to have yibum with. And now she claims that he did, but he died first. So we believe her. Meis ba'ali v'yachar meis yavami, the tarvayu kashar yanaf shal ashuk. Right? That she's mater now herself to the shuk. In other words, she's saying, Enochanami, my husband died, and I really was chayiv in yibum, because my brother-in-law was still alive, but my brother-in-law died. Now, if he didn't die, he's still alive somewhere in Chile, right? She's chayiv in yibum. She can't get married to anybody. So we don't believe it. Right? So if what's it called, the chazaka was that she didn't have a brother-in-law to begin with, so she's just strengthening that by saying that he's dead, so we believe her. Now, manes, and muteris the shuk, because kasori shoma. Ta pesha osra pesha hitim. Bo minei Gemara, Rava mi Rav Nachman, Hamazaka get li ishto b'makom yavam. Mahu. Halacha normally is that we consider a get as a chova for a woman. She'd rather remain married. She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to. What's it called? Get divorced. So a husband can't give the get to somebody and say, "Mazaka this get to my wife," and the person picks it up, and he becomes the shliach for the woman, so she's megureshes as soon as the shliach gets it. No, it ain't chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. He can't be mezaka the get to the woman, because it's not a schus, so she's not megureshes till she gets the get. Now, as the husband can make him a shliach laholacha, a shliach to give the get, the man can't become a shliach the kabbalah, a shliach of the woman, without her knowledge. If she appoints him as a shliach, fine. But without her knowledge, you can only be a shliach for a schus, not for a chova. So a get's not a chova. So where Shaila is, how about Makom Yavam? The guy's giving his wife a get because he dies, right? He's dying. And if he dies without the get, then she's chayiv in yibum. So maybe it's a schus for her because she doesn't really like the brother-in-law. She doesn't want to have yibum. She wants to get married to anybody she wants to. So in this case, the get is a schus. So could you be mezaka get to your wife the makom yavam? Amaru, kiven the sanya le schusula. Since maybe she doesn't like the yavam, so it's a schus for her to be divorced, so she's not chayiv to have anything to do with this yavam. The zochin ladam shlovafanav. Oh, dilma kiven the zin and the rachmele chovula. They ain't chovin ladam shlovafanav. No, sometimes she likes her brother-in-law, and maybe she wants to get married. So we don't know. So therefore, we can't without knowledge that she wants it, be mazaka to get to her. Omar le tanina, he said, it's a mishnah. The choshen lidvoreha, the choletzes velo misyabemes. Right, it says we're choshesh to what she said. Right, and she needs chalitza, not ibum. Right, so what do you see from there? That sometimes what's it called? Let's see Rashi one second. Hamazak get liishto she'asa shliach lekabbala the zikalai they shliach she'tizgarish me'achshav the makom yavam she'esh lo ach v'niskaven lepotra himenu. His intention was to potter her from yibum. The shaloba makom yavam v'hu balegarisha pshita londalom megarisha ad she'tagia liyada. Nobody can be mezaka her with a get. The get's not a get till it gets to her hand. The ain't chavin lavin shlo lefonav. It's not a schus. Ela hacham mi amrim zchusula v'choshim v'reho minikhtani v'tarvayu choshishim v'yotza v'cheskes heter v'shuk uba v'echziko asma v'yavam uktani choshishim v'lo amrinin okmar chazaka v'tinase v'havadi mishakra mishum derach malei ka'amra. Right? Sometimes she does want to have. Maybe she's, what's it called? Maybe she's not lying. Maybe, what's it called? She really likes the yavam. We don't consider that maybe she really wants the yavam. That's why she's lying. Maybe she doesn't like him, and she's not lying. She's telling the truth. Mitani nami becheskes yotzei leyavam uvav v'chziko asma l'shuk kigon shenitin libein umeis bali liachrach b'ni uktani choshim v'lo tishyavim. And the opposite case also, where we're afraid that maybe she's lying in order not to live with the yavam. So we see that we're choshish, sometimes maybe she likes the guy, and we're choshish also, maybe she doesn't like him. So therefore, what's it called, we never know for sure whether it's a schus or a chova to be potter from the evil. V'lo amrinam vadi mishakro mishum desanyalei komra. Alma zimnin delo sanyalei, alma mesapdilon. The Gabi Mizaki get nami misapkilon irach malei v'chovula isanyalei v'schusula v'tachlos lotus yabim. And therefore, it's what's it called, we don't know if the get is good or not. It never got to her hands, and the guy took it as a shliach for her without her knowledge, thinking it's a schus. We don't know. Sometimes, and even if she tells us now, maybe she changed her mind. So at the time that the get was given to the shliach, and it never got to her hands, it's a suffix, whether it's a get or not. Therefore, she's a suffix, whether she's chayiv in yibum. So she needs chalitza, not yibum. Okay. Omer le Ravina le Rava. Hamazaki get leishto b'mokum k'tata. What happens if a person gives a get to a shliach for his wife when they're having fights? So now maybe it's a schus to get the divorce from a guy who's fighting with her. Mal, even the isla k'tata. Right, Bahadei Shulah. Since they're fighting, it's a schus to get divorced. Or Dilma Nicha de Gufa Adifla. Or maybe not. Maybe even though they're fighting, it's better for her to remain married. Now, she'd rather be married to a guy she's fighting with than to be divorced. Toshma, Domre Shlokish, Tav Lemesav Tandu Milamesav Armalo. It's better for a woman to have companionship and to be married to somebody, right, than to be an almana. Right, to be alone. So we see that a woman, even if she, what's it called, is married to a guy who's fighting with her, that's better for her. So that's not a schus for her to be divorced. She'd rather not be divorced. Abaya Omar, Abaya said, "Tishum shenon agavra kursei becharsa ramula." Even if her husband's a midget, right? She, what's it called? They put her chair. It gives her covet to be married even to a midget, right? In other words, a woman likes to be married even to somebody who's very small. Okay. The Rapapa Amar the Naftza Gavra Tikri B'Seifei Bava B'Tisiaseif. Right. If her husband is a, what's it called? He has a naftza, is a menapit semer, a guy who combs wool. It's a very lowly profession, right? So still, naftza gabra tikri b'seifei bava tisya. She sits by the gate and calls for him. In other words, she's mechabit herself even with this lowly guy. She'd rather be married to anybody than not to be married. Rav Ashi Omar de Kulsa Gavra lo boy taufiche likidra. Right? If her husband's a Kulsa, so what's it called? Rashi says that there's a psul in his mishpacha. We're not sure if the guy's kosher altogether. There's some kind of psul in the mishpacha. He's kosher. But he comes from a very shady family. So, she doesn't even ask him. Right, lo boy tilfachi lekidra. She doesn't even ask him for lentils, for food. She pays for herself. It's kedai for her to pay her own expenses and to be married to a guy who comes from a shady family altogether. Tosus learns kulsa is a person who sells a vegetable seller. Kolche kruv. He sells cabbages. A cabbage salesman said still she doesn't, what's it called, she's willing to spend her own money on her food and be married to a cabbage salesman. Tana, the kula mizanos v'tolos v'baleihem. But l'maisa, they're married to all these not nice people, so they'd rather have the name of being married, but they don't want to live with these guys. So they're mizana, and they say that the children come from their husband. So all of them, what's it called, they like to be married, but they don't like to actually live with these guys. So they live with other people, and I have a husband to blame for the child. So that's one of the reasons why they like to be married. Rashi, Tandu Gufim Shnayim, call the Hubal. Whatever the husband is, better to be married to him than not to be married. The Shumshin or Gavra, Gutz Kinemola. If he's short like an ant, he's a midget. Kurse Bechar Saram, Yumechazekas Atma Kinesua, Venosenes Kisa, Eitzel Chashuvos, Choros Haoretz. As she puts her chair amongst important people, I'm an important person, I'm married, even to this midget, what's it called? The nafza umnasa muusa. A nafza is a very lowly profession. Menafitzemer, a guy who combs or what's it called, takes the seeds out of the wool. The kulsa gavra shemetz pasul mishpacha. The guy has a shady family background, and Tosu says he's a cabbage. I guess if you're a cabbage salesman, you also have a shady family background. Talfechei adoshim shumaychol kal. Lentils are cheap things. The ein chisor and kis kolkach ein a shoelis menu. She doesn't even ask him for lentils, which is a few cents. She buys it on her own. Ach yikori shmoel, as long as she's considered married, that's the ikur for her. Hadon lecha isha shalom, hadon lecha isha shalom, hadon lecha isha shalom. We're finally coming around the last lap. Okay.
In the first Mishnah, it says that she should not name Menas if she says that the child died first. And if she is named Menas, the husband died first. So if she's not named Menas and she's going to lie and fabricate something, and if she knows exactly what the Gemara says, then she'll say the husband died first. Why would you not name Menas and think that she's going to say the wrong way, the wrong thing first?
No, because maybe she wants to have evil. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe she likes a guy and she wants to have evil.